Hey everybody, what's up? Back at it like a motherfucking crack addict. It's your boy, it's your vault boys, Kyle and Vince. What's up everybody? Before we even get into this episode, I want to say Kyle's here. Say hello, sir.
Hello. I'm here.
He's here. I want to shout out Lamp on the Discord real quick, who came through once again and did the thumbnails for season two of this. Thank you, kind sir. Kyle, we're not going to do spoiler talk. We're not going to do non-spoiler talk. Since we're doing this episodically, let's just talk about the episode.
Okay.
That's it. Let's just talk about it. Let's get into it. I think this is a near-perfect introduction to a new season.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Isn't it great?
It just felt like you were playing New Vegas.
You know what? It didn't just feel like you're playing New Vegas. It kind of felt like you loaded into an old save and you were trying to figure out what was going on.
True. Yeah.
Because I love that there was no explanation of this is what Lucy and the ghoul did. It was just like, this is the plan. We go to these people. We scam them for their money. We do this. We do that. Loved it. I absolutely love that. I love the dynamic that it establishes right away. I don't know how I feel about the pool. I also don't really know how I feel about the fact that Dinky is turned around. I don't know. It doesn't bother me because it was cool, but like at the same time, part of me is like, you couldn't have done that in any other way.
I'm more like wondering what happened to everybody.
Yeah, who's Darla?
I think Darla is Boone's wife.
Nope, her name's Carla.
Yeah, a lot of people were like wondering if like it just like he was saying Carla, but the subtitles were picking up Darla.
I really hope that's not true, because one, AI subtitles, that's f-ing whack. But also, I don't know, just I hope that's not the only reference we get to a pre-existing character. Also, Darla doesn't run that shop. Cliff Briscoe does. And I was always under the impression that Boone made the money. Like, Boone protected them. So then Boone, like, Carla didn't have to work. That was my interpretation of it. I don't know if that's true, but, you know, even Cliff Briscoe says it that, or no, I'm sorry, Jeannie Mae Crawford says that Darla, see, now I'm doing it, Carla didn't like Novak. She always preferred the lights of New Vegas. And Cliff Briscoe says that his shop smelled funny. She had a face on like she smelled something sour, but to his memory, there was nothing. The shop smelled just as good as it ever does. So I looked it up. I just Googled real quick, Darla, Fallout New Vegas, and I got the quote. It said, "Didn't that used to be a store? I think I bought a soda pop there about 25 years back. Darla, yeah. Woman behind the counter. Her name was Darla. She was a reasonable woman until you matching jacket mother effers had to move in." Okay. I guess we don't know who Darla is.
Somebody knew.
I mean, also, this takes place, I was actually having this conversation with a friend. This takes place 15 years after New Vegas, and there's a real possibility that Boone would still be alive, because non-canonically, according to the Fallout wiki, he's 26, so he'd be like 42 at most. Where do you think everybody in Novak went?
So I don't know, because Boone and, or not Boone, Manny is ex-con, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
You think he sold out the town?
I don't know, because we have to go off the information that Todd said, like, all the endings are canonical in some way, so, like...
How? The only way I could see all the endings are canonical in some capacity means that the cons joined up with Caesar, the boomers joined up with the courier. Like, I think this is really going to ramp up to these two great powers showed up. The courier overthrew Mr. House, and there was like a three-way settlement. Like, that's the only way I could see this going. That the courier thought, if I have the boomers and
theory.
I have... What? Let me hear, please, because I haven't seen much.
There's a theory, because in this episode, you see that the Mr. House we see from last season.
Yeah.
He's on TV, is not the same Mr. House.
Yes.
That we're being shown.
So what's your theory on this?
Body double.
You think it's a body double?
That the house we kill, in Fallout New Vegas, that's frozen, all corporated, yeah, whatever, is the body double.
Really?
That real Mr. House is frozen somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that was his brother, Anthony. But there's Anthony's kind of incapacitated because he's really sick. But in the text of the game, it's never stated that his brother Anthony, it's stated his brother Alexander. So I was wondering if it's not Anthony, if it's this third brother that's never brought up. Hmm. But then again, I was thinking this person that we see in this episode who, first off, Robco unionized. Fuck yeah. That shit goes so hard. Outside of that guy who does the union busting, I thought that was his Benny of the pre-war. Like, I was just under the assumption that House was constantly, if it's not his brother, my thought was House had been manipulating people for as long as House has been in operation.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a Benny pre-war, and his Benny just happened to be this guy. And I also thought that he would have been House's brother, because when he's talking to the union workers, he's like, "You use an H&H Tools drill, don't you?"
Yeah.
And kept talking about it because House buys out H&H Tools and Anthony booby traps the warehouse so nobody could get in. So I thought that he would have just said, "All right, my brother will give me this exuberant amount of money and I will go do this." I don't know. I don't like the idea of the house that we meet in game being a body double, because it just kind of takes away the specialness of who that version of House is. That's not the real House. So unless that's the, I mean, if you were to say that's the real House that we meet in game and the one that's in season one, the last episode of season one, if you told me that's the real House and this is the double, sure. Mm-hmm. But the idea of this guy being the real House doesn't make, his face is too pudgy. Like it's kind of, to be a pedantic ass, it does, it's not what I thought it would be. Like, I always pictured House to be very thin, a kind of gaunt, just the kind of guy who, like, smarmy. And Justin Theroux is not that.
I don't know. I get a good House from him.
Really?
Like, I see that they're setting up, like, they're definitely setting up the whole, like he, there's a face. There's, you know, there's a face. There's a Mr. House face. And he's not, because, okay, I know we're going to jump all over the place, but.
Yeah. If Kyle, feel free to jump all over, because I'm running this with I don't care about spoilers. I'm running this with the assumption that if you've seen this, you've already watched the episode.
So I think, okay. So there's a scene where they're all sitting around the table, wherever. And we saw that mysterious figure in the shadows lurking.
You think that's,
and they showed that scene again. I think that's either the real Mr. House that we're seeing now, that he was up there watching because he was part of the meeting, or this mysterious figure Hank is talking to, whoever Voltec, or not even Voltec, it seemed like he was making it out to be, like Voltec didn't even know about it as well, whoever this person is. It definitely wasn't Mr. House. I didn't get that he was trying to talk to Mr. House, like he was talking, yeah, to somebody else.
Before the events of this show, there are 12 vaults. There's 122 vaults. 12 of them have the intention of actually preserving humanity. The rest of the other 110 are experiments, social experiments. The goal of the vaults was to have those 12 preserve humanity to get the Enclave into space so we could then colonize other planets and just keep doing what we're doing on every other planet. It only makes sense to me that whoever Hank is speaking to is the Enclave. Now, I'm not saying you're wrong, but that just makes the most sense to me because he's so deep into Vault-Tec. It would not surprise me. Hank McClain is an Enclave member already. And I wouldn't be surprised if he thinks he's talking to... I wouldn't be surprised he thinks he's talking to Dick Richardson. I wouldn't be surprised we see, like, Dick Richardson the third. Because the Dick Richardson you meet in Fallout 2 is the second Dick Richardson. It's just... I don't know. I think from everything that they've pulled from, especially showing us an Enclave scientist in season one, I think it's silly to not go back. It just feels like, very much feels like if you show a gun in the first act, you use a gun in the third act.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I'm just, because I'm thinking like, okay, so they're setting up this mysterious person Hank's talked to, like, where are we heading? Because we know now that Todd has confirmed that the events of the show will heavily impact the next Fallout.
So, and did you see people freaking out about that?
No,
I get it. It's the internet. People are going to bitch and moan about everything, but why wouldn't this show impact the next game? Like, it's in the same... The only thing that worries me about this is that we're going to go to the 2300s. Like, that's it. And not because it's, like, a big deal, but it's either we leave the 2200s or they put a game that's in between the show and New Vegas. Because New Vegas is the farthest... It's 2281. It's the furthest we've ever gotten into the timeline. Out game-wise. This show is 2296. So that means... I wouldn't be surprised the next game is like 22 or 2301. You know what I mean? 2305. So if you're just going to keep pushing the timeline forward, dude, I didn't want to point it out, but on my arm is technically a Walton Goggins tattoo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's on my arm for the rest of my life is old Big Teeth from Django. Like every time I look at it, not every time, but like sometimes when I look at it, I'm just like, oh shit, that's that really good actor from those two Tarantino movies that I really enjoy and fucking Fallout now. Like that, you are not going to not see a Walton Goggins billboard in the next Fallout game. You're not going to not see it because they show it in the show. And they're, you know, if you really want to be a nitpicking which I'm known to do, but I think in my elder age, I've kind of grown soft. Who cares? Like, that's a retcon. It's going to happen. They didn't make the Vault Boy with the idea. And Kyle, I don't know if you remember, I was the first person to be like, the Vault Boy doesn't need a backstory. Doesn't need it. It's stupid. You shouldn't have one. I don't mind it. I think it's kind of neat, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you think that? Like, I don't think the next game will take place in California. I don't think the next game will take place in New Vegas. I don't. I wouldn't be surprised wherever this season kind of ends is where we go.
Yeah.
Also, that leads me to another question. How many seasons of this do you think we're getting?
No, I think this is like an end of the episode question, but it's like, where are we heading? Like, where from this first episode do we think like this story is going to go for the season?
I hope by the end of this season, we're no longer looking for Hank McClain. That's a big thing for me, because if it's just three seasons of looking for Hank McClain, we've hit AMC's The Walking Dead. Oh, the thing we need is over there. Better go get it. Oh, the thing we need is over there. Better go get it. Give me the end of Hank. If you want to give me something, dude, you know what? I really think the show is going to get four seasons. Genuinely. And I think what they're going to do is kind of the model of how the Fallout games are. Here's your primary objective. You complete the primary objective, and that's the first half of the game. Here's the second half. So I think they're going to kill Hank McClain, and then we're going to be given the secondary objective.
Mm.
Like you killing Hank is you finding your father, or you finding your son, or you finding Benny, or you finding the water chip. And then you figure out the rest from there. And like now, because like in Fallout 1, it's very much, okay, you went out, you got the water chip, thank you. What's up with these mutants? You know what I mean? You find your dad. Hey, we got to fix the fucking water. I have Benny. I shot Benny. Now I got to fucking decide who wins Vegas. I think four seasons, maybe five if they stretch it out. But I think five seasons is enough to tell a cohesive story, because by then, if they do it every single year, it's 25 and they're on season two. That means by 29 to 32, they're done, which means by 36, we get Fallout 5. But I mean, so sorry, I feel like I didn't really answer your question. I think this story is going in a way that only a show could go in. Because if you play a game, like what kind of breaks my immersion a little bit is when you're playing something like Fallout 4. And I think Nuka World is one of the best DLCs for Fallout 4. But when you're playing something like Nuka World, why is Nuka World in Boston? You know what I mean? Is it just there because it's convenient? Or is it there because of some real, John Caleb Bradburton had gotten some huge tax incentive to put it in Boston? Like, right. Disney is put in Florida because no one wanted to buy that. It was considered swampland. And Walt Disney had the idea of this utopia and this theme park that you could visit and live in. And he took the cheap land and built upon it and built an empire. And they try to do that in Boston. But why is it in Boston? Massachusetts. It's not that big of a place. The Northeast states are vast. Do you remember what our fanfic for what Nuka World was going to be?
Don't remember, but I remember what we had in FOD.
It was Coney Island. It was that Coney Island had bought, or Nuka-Cola had bought the rights to all of Coney, because it's there. It's a 6-7 hour drive, and it's something that's pre-existing. That's why when you say, hey, we're going to put these things here, that's what the show can do. The show has gone from L.A. Mm-hmm. Like remember when Hank, or not Hank, excuse me. Remember when Cooper Howard goes, we're going to Bakersfield.
Yep.
That's, I mean, that's Los Angeles. That's the Boneyard. That's, you know, a significant place in the Fallout mythos. Why? I really think, and I'm not just saying it because I live here and I can see it from my backyard, but I really think the end of this is going to be Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. I really do, because you have Fallout Tactics that is all about that area. It's in Colorado. Vault Zero is Colorado. I can't not see this going to Vault Zero in some capacity. I can't. And again, it's not just because I live here. It's not a recency biased. It's a genuine, I love this series and I understand the mechanics of what is happening. They're never going to remake or remaster or put Fallout Tactics on anything. They're not. Why would they? They've been picking and choosing what they want. Actually, what's really interesting is that it goes from Chicago to Colorado. The lore. Like, you, there's a little bit in Chicago. Well, it's outside of Chicago. You leave it. And then it's, you know, the idea of the vertebrates, not the vertebrates, the idea of the Pridwin comes from Tactics. The idea that the Commonwealth, the Brotherhood wins the Commonwealth, because they kind of allude to that. Somebody says in the on the next episode of AMC's The Walking Dead. Let's see how many Walking Dead references we can get in a f***ing episode. During that little bit, I think it's Maximus goes, which I want to talk about Maximus in a minute, goes, the Commonwealth is going to be pissed at us.
Yeah.
So that means they won. Does that mean we're seeing Dr. Lee this season? Does that mean we're seeing her next season? Does that mean we're seeing Dance? Like, that's the thing I don't like about, we didn't pick an ending for New Vegas. Why? You obviously picked an ending for 4. You obviously picked an ending for the cons, because the cons either leave California or they don't. Mm-hmm. Or they get absorbed into Caesar, or they begrudgingly get absorbed into NCR. But technically, that's not leaving California. You know what I mean? That's going back to California. Like, you gave the cons an ending. Why is it such a big deal to be like, yo, House won? Why is that, like, the house always wins? Let's play with the, sorry, I'm not trying to rant, but let's play with the body double idea, right? The house always wins. There's still House running around. He's still running around. Yeah. It's not the fact that he won the Battle of Hoover Dam. He won by outliving his competition, like he said in New Vegas. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He did, dude, he did the Vault-Tec thing. Vault-Tec, how do we make sure we win? We outlive our competition. If anybody from Amazon sees this, please, I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a job. I got some games over here I need signed. Looking for employment. Kyle, I'm sorry. I feel like I've been dominating it. This is a very good episode, and I'm just very excited to talk
about it. This was a really good episode.
It's a dude, can we just fanboy for a second?
Yeah.
Did you cry when Big Iron came on?
Oh, when I heard Big Iron, I'm like, oh my God.
Dude, I was drinking.
Like we're here.
I was drinking a Sunset Sarsaparilla. Didn't get a blue star. Did you get a blue star?
No.
Fuck. Dude, I have so many. I'm going to go to Costco for Christmas and get another, because I'm having people over. I'm going to get another pack. And I'll be like, you guys can have. I just need to know if you get a blue star. I was sitting there with, I used to call it my Homer Simpson mug, because it looks like a mug that you'd have. It's the one I use on the show when I review a soda. Yeah. I had that mug, and I'm pouring, so I was pouring the Sunset Sarsaparilla in it to take a sip, and I hear Big Iron kick on. Dude, I felt like a little boy. Like, there was a real sense of nostalgia that hit me, that I was like, you're kidding me.
Ooh, a hunting rifle? I was like, he's using a hunting rifle. We had a lot of bloody mess going on.
It was great, dude. There was a guy on Twitter who was like, can you believe nobody used a revolver during Big Iron? And it was like, dude, you need to touch grass and speak to a woman at some point in your life. Please. Please.
I was like, yeah, we're here.
We're here. Okay. Vault 24. Did you see the shit about Vault 24?
Yeah, I did that. It was like, it was possibly a cut vault from Vegas, and people knew about it because of the vault suit being in the game.
Dude.
In the files.
When I saw Starlight driving, I stood up and did this. Like, I'm not joking. I stood up and, like, cheered like a f***ing chimp. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, Long Dick Johnson's right over here. The Long 15. Kyle, I stood next to the Long 15. It's long, bro. Like, it's big. Like, I
was like, where's the crash satellite? Like, the big mountain.
Son, everyone I've spoken to about this has brought that up. Every single person I've talked to about this has brought that up. I was looking at the posters. I wanted to see if there were any Coopered Howard posters.
Yeah, I thought he noticed one. That's why. Like, in the scene that he, like, looked like at something, and I thought, oh, did he notice a poster of himself?
I first off, I love the idea of the vault that turns you Chinese. Like, great concept. This is such a good episode. Dude, is there anything you didn't like?
I didn't like?
What's that?
I didn't like me some flea soup.
Really? That turned you off?
Would you eat some flea soup hopping around?
I mean, I'll try anything twice. Why not? You support a local business. The lady just lost her son. Why not? You wouldn't try it? Am I going to get fleas?
I don't think so. I don't know.
If I get fleas, then no. But if I can eat them, fine. I don't want them, like, near my facial hair or whatever. But I'll try it. I'll try anything. I think we should talk about Maximus.
Yeah.
I really hope that Bethesda takes notes from this first episode. Do you see how awesome an episode of Fallout is with no Brotherhood? Can you imagine a game if they just let them go away? I'd be ecstatic. I don't understand why Bethesda treats them as if they're this poster child for what the series is.
Whatever's going to happen, some shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. I saw someone on Twitter going, are we going to talk about how Maximus just doesn't show up? And I was like, yeah, let's keep that way. We don't need the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood is a non-essential part of Fallout at this point in its mythos. You can write better characters. Fallout has way better characters. Kyle, could you name three characters of the Brotherhood of Steel that are actually decent characters? Like right now, could you?
All three of them would be Liberty Prime.
That's not even a person, bro. Are you saying synths are people?
You tell me Liberty Prime isn't real?
Liberty Prime is a robot. Liberty Prime is a one-note robot. I could talk about my hatred for the Brotherhood all day.
That's saying that the Iron Giant isn't a real person.
Kyle, that's the whole point of that movie. Is there anything about this episode, anything else about this episode you want to talk about?
I do have some Easter eggs.
Let's hear them, Papa. That's like your thing, dude.
So, like, so we have, Rob Cobb mentioned the H&H nail gun.
Yes.
I guess it was mentioned in the DLC in Lonesome Road.
Or, yeah, like, you never played Lonesome Road? Yeah.
I haven't. I played it like a few times, so like my memory of it is like very like didn't explore in depth.
Mm-hmm. I don't like how linear Lonesome Road is. It's that and Old World Blues are my two least favorite. But you can get it, and the H&H factory is in like North Vegas.
We got to talk about the Volt Tech rap.
Yeah, that was a big deal for you.
That was like the fact that we got to see the Volt Tech rap. But you know, like going to the house, you know.
I guess it genuinely wasn't that big a deal for me. I was just like, that's neat. I'm happy you got something out of it.
There wasn't too much Easter eggs this season. Or this episode.
I was going to say, it's one
episode. The ending credit showed Prim.
Yeehaw.
The ending credit showed Prim.
Dude, I was just there. Like, I was just in Prim. I was just there. I was just there, and I was like, yo! I was like, I was just there! And apparently Prim Slim is there. I didn't even see Prim Slim in the end credits.
I think he's, like, bashed into, like, a wall.
No!
I remember somebody posting, like, a photo.
My goat!
Yep.
Kyle, this YouTube channel is a Prim Slim stan account. Okay?
Is it now?
Yeah. We stand for the flag and kneel for Prim Slim. We love Prim Slim on this here account. I can't wait to talk to you more about this show as it develops, because weekly episodes is the way it was meant to, television was meant to come out. I am not unemployed. I can't binge everything in a day. I'm not a Stranger Things person. I don't want to watch everything at once. I want to watch everything week by week, day by day as it comes out. And I'm going to have a deeper relationship with the media, because I don't remember anything from the first season past episode 4, because I watched 1, 2, 3, and 4 each day in a row. And then I binged the last 4. I don't remember the last 4. I remember like key points, but I don't remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
So Kyle.
Yeah.
God, there's so many things to talk about and so little time. I think is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I think we covered a lot of it. Like our major points. I want to know where I feel like we're going to get a lot about Volt Tech and who's behind a lot of it. And I'm excited for that. Like, I feel like we're getting going to be getting a lot of behind the scenes of it.
This is going to be a really good jumping off point for people who have never played the games, because Fallout 5, or really jump into any of them, you're going to find out more things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on, pause real quick. Imagine the remakes, remasters are taking longer because they have to spin Dinky around in the remakes remaster and add a pool, and they can't do it. Like the game dies if they try to do it.
So what's taking Fallout 3 so long?
They're trying to figure out how to get the green filter just right. No, I'm assuming they remake remaster Fallout 3. They're doing Fallout 3 and New Vegas for $50 each, or $100 bundle. I think it's silly to not release them at the same time, but honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, hey, here's Fallout 3 remake remaster, and then a year later, hey, here's New Vegas. I also wouldn't be surprised we get the last episode And the episode ends and it's like, stay tuned for a behind the scenes thing. And it's just like, making this season was difficult. We went back to a beloved game and a beloved franchise and messed with beloved characters. We all think that the orgy scene between the Legion and the Khans was weird, but for the artistic merit of the game, we think it was worth it. Also, here's Fallout 3. Why would you, dude, you know how many people would buy it? You know how many people would buy it instantly? People that are just watching the show. Because, like, I always say there's little things in each episode that's for the person who's watching's significant other. So, like, did you read the comments? The comments referred to XO404 as dog meat. And it the subtitles, not the comments, the subtitles also refer to the con guy as Nick the Prick. And I don't think anybody's name was ever used in any of that. So a lot of details are being given out in the that's why you shouldn't, like, I can't watch something without subtitles, but also I remember watching The Last of Us and it said Ellie Williams. And I was like, oh, this is canon. Because it was never canonical that her name was Ellie Williams until it leaked in Japan because they call people by their last name first. And then in a Japanese, like, Game Informer type magazine, it was Ellie Williams. Because we only kind of thought Joel's name was Joel Miller until he dies in The Last of Us 2, if I remember correctly. But, you know, these subtitles are giving shit away. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, that's why... I can never say his name right, so I'm going to say it wrong. Numail Nanjiani, the guy who's playing the Brotherhood guy, who's like, I heard there was a war coming and no one told me. At the end, it gave his name and it's Paladin something. So that's not Dan, or that's not Maxon. That's not Elder Maxon 5. That's some paladin who apparently is someone high ranking. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's just a guy who's a high ranking paladin from the Commonwealth who's come out here to bring some order to what's going on. I don't remember what the starting point of that tangent was.
I don't remember either.
I'm sorry.
Or where we're headed or something like that.
I'm so excited for the rest of the show. The next one comes out on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And did you hear that the director of the show, the head writer guy, said that he wants to start filming season 3 in the summer?
Ooh.
He wants to have these out yearly. You remember when television was 26 episodes or 22 episodes and you got it every year? We gained so much from streaming and lost even more than we ever gained. Simpsons, 22 to 26 episodes, 22 minutes each. You got it for half a year. You watch reruns for half a year, and then you watched a new season. I missed television. I miss television so much. I'll watch commercials. I don't give a flying f- because, don't even get me started. HBO is gone. It's being bought out by Netflix, but Paramount might get it. If Paramount owns it, that means... If Paramount buys HBO or Warner Brothers, that means SpongeBob and Batman are, like, technically kind of cousins by marriage.
Well, technically, you can get SpongeBob in Fortnite and he can follow Batman around, so, you know.
Who's going to buy Epic?
Which you should check your Twitter because I sent you something about that.
I know. I just saw one right now that was Batman and SpongeBob and something else was going on. And it said, this game is so autism coded. And I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. All right, Kyle, what would you give this episode out of 10?
I'm going to give it 10 out of 10. Fleas in the flea soup.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I want to give this one 8 points.
Strong start. Strong start.
I that's why I want to give it an 8.9 big irons on my hip out of 10. Did you have a favorite scene?
No, that scene was great.
Yeah.
A lot of the mystery, like going into Vault 24 was like, ooh.
Yeah.
A lot of it was great. I don't know if I have a particular favorite.
We didn't even talk about it. I really liked Norm. I really liked all the Norm stuff of him waking up and in the next to the cryopods and letting everybody out. I really like that. That's a series of events that I'm really excited to see, just because if they are where I think they are, they could explore the ruins of the Unity. And that's what I really want to see. I really want to see if the Unity... I guess they were doing all the dipping at Mariposa, but still, if the Unity had vats of goo under it that they could dip people into, I would love to see the guy who's hosting the snack committee or whatever, or my parents are inbred and it's not my fault meeting, that one, like the AA meeting type shit, that guy turn into a super mutant or something. That'd be awesome. And like a smart one, like a master's mutant. If he's dealing with master's mutant strain, yeah, I dig on that swine real hard. All right, Kyle, I think that's just about everything, because I'm going to just tangent for like another 68 minutes. So the next one comes out Christmas Eve. I'm assuming you're going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I don't know if I'll watch it on Christmas Eve. I'll probably watch it either Christmas Eve or Christmas. I'm going to have to try to watch it because I can't. I'm not going to get spoiled. I'm too criminally. What is it? What's the Gen Z therapy word that everybody uses? I'm too terminally online to not get spoiled on Twitter. So I'm gonna have to watch it immediately. We'll record whenever we can, and then the next one's like New Year's Eve, and then after that we should be able to do this pretty regularly. Thank you for joining us. This has been Vault Boy Season 2, Episode 1. How are you? Link in the description below to everything. My Twitter, the show's Twitter, Kyle's Twitter. I also want to shout out the Patreon. There's some names on screen right now. Because of these fine folks, we continue to do what we do, and I get to hang out with my buddy Papa. I love you. Let me know in the comments below what you're thinking about the show so far. Kyle, you want to say anything?
Yeah, in our Discord we have a section for the show, so like definitely discuss it, talk some theories.
It's spoiler free. There is an option for spoilers and stuff in there, but it is spoiler free. On the Discord, it is all spoiler free. Join the Discord. Check out the Patreon. Again, thank you to the names that are either on screen or were on screen. I love you. Kyle, thank you for doing this with me.
Of course.
I'll see you next week.
See you next episode.
See you next episode, everybody. See you later. Bye. Bye.
Yeah.
See you later. Bye, Kyle. Why do we do that? Why do we like high pitch say goodbye to each other?
I don't know.
We've been doing that for like a decade, if not longer. All right. Bye, everyone. See you later.